Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point. The bliss point of podcasts. Again, random voice cracks are back. I apologize, but that happens frequently, as I mentioned a couple of times, because when you start talking, magic happens, and that magic sometimes contains voice cracks. I don't know why, but it makes everything more authentic, so I'm going with the flow when it comes to that. Right, so welcome back to this new episode. It's episode number 168. I can't believe it. Time flies. It's already mid-January. Yesterday was Christmas. Literally yesterday. It feels like it, at least. Time is really running, and I don't know where it's running to and what's going to happen in the future, but I'm pretty positive it will be good. So yeah, in this new episode, I want to talk about intuition and following your gut, because in my last episode, I talked about being an artist and what that means, and my weird idea of sending a random song to a dating show candidate. If you haven't heard that episode, make sure to listen to it. It's a really funny story. But another week has passed and I've made new experiences, and one of those was so positive. I created a portrait drawing of a famous male model, and he has quite a huge following on Instagram as well. And so I uploaded the video and tagged him in it. You know, I wasn't expecting a lot. I thought he has such a huge following, he's never gonna see it, so what's the use? But I'll do it anyway. And then I had this intuitive urge to send him a message to tell him in the DM that I drew him. And it was a very kind message, very short. I got to the point immediately and I sent it to him, and literally half an hour later, he replied and he shared my reel to his story. And that created, in turn, so much attention for it that I had never received on my small creator account before. I think I got 65,000 views on the reel, which is so insane. And I know for other people, that's like their daily business, or that's not even a huge amount of views. But for me personally, it is a huge amount, and it's so cool to see that your work gets recognized and that people are happy to see it. Because I picked him as a motive for the drawing because I really like his looks. I mean, he's a very attractive man, obviously. But I really liked the picture that was taken of him, and I just saw it as a little study. I worked on the drawing for like 3.5 hours, so it wasn't even very detailed or anything, but I really like how it turned out, and I really like that I followed my gut instinct and that I followed that urge to send him a little message too. And all I want to say with this is really, it's important to follow your intuition, whether you're an artist or not, it doesn't matter. Also in daily life, we sometimes have those knowings from deep within that something will work, and it's so important to follow through and to actually act on that. And sometimes crazy things happen when you listen to your intuition. Like, I remember one day when I was just strolling through the city because I felt like it. I mean, that sounds so wrong. That sounds like I didn't have anything to do. I think I was running errands, and after I was done, I was like, oh, maybe I should go to that store, or maybe I should go into that direction. And then I met one of my dear friends out of nowhere. And then when we had kind of parted, I went home. And on my way home, I just had this feeling to get out of the bus like one or two stations before my actual stop. Because of course, at the time, it was beautiful outside. So I thought, yeah, I'll just get out of the bus. The sunset's looking so beautiful. And what did I see? The hugest? The biggest? I don't know, but a huge, beautiful rainbow. I think it was even a double rainbow. So it was sunset time with a rainbow. And I was just walking that little 10-minute walk home, and it was so beautiful. And I've had those moments a couple of times in my life when I felt really aligned and I was just following my gut, and I had the freedom to do so, I have to say. And something very beautiful happened that I didn't really think was going to happen. So definitely make sure to follow your intuition and follow your gut and act on it And of course, I also mentioned freedom, which is important to have. It's something not all of us experience. And it's something I don't really experience at the moment because I work. And work doesn't make me feel free, I have to say. Of course, earning money is definitely something positive, but it's not everything. And the more I work, or the longer I work, the more I see that it's not really about earning the money. Something that money can't buy, at least not directly, is time. And it's so important to use the time that we have for something that we're passionate about and for something that makes us grow. So if you're a student, for example, or if you work during the week and have the weekend to yourself like I do at the moment, it's so important to use that time that you are gifted for something that fills your heart and your soul with joy, but that also contributes to your future in some way. And I haven't figured this out completely at all, but what I know is I love art, I love creating, and I really need it. And it fills me with so much passion and more creativity and more positive feelings that I just want to incorporate into my life more. So what I'm saying is, if you have a passion, follow that. And don't follow it blindly. Test it and think about it, and think about how you can smartly use it to your advantage and to reach your biggest overall goals. And that's something I'm in the process of doing, because I would really like to be an artist as a profession. It's not an easy road, I know that, but it's also a fantastic time these days because, as happened with my reel, you can get so much attention online if you do the right things. Not necessarily the right things, but if you do things that strike a chord with a lot of people. And of course, there's a thin balance between selling out and setting trends, but let's assume we're the trendsetters here, and let's assume that we do things because we want to do them, and whatever others do with it is not our business. So it's definitely possible to get a lot of attention as an artist, and you don't have to be a starving artist anymore. You can be successful with your art during your lifetime and live off of it. So that's beautiful to know, and it's such a great thing that the digital developments these days enable us to live a free life if we do it right and if we use the possibilities and the gadgets, so to say, that we have to our advantage. So I encourage you to think of that and to think about it. I will definitely do the same, and I'm pretty sure we'll figure it out. I'll make sure to share my insights with you, as I did today, not just on art, but on life as well. They always go together. I mean, there's no clear separation between art and life, because the lessons you learn in one are also applicable to the other. It's just important to stay open and to keep exploring, to make the best possible art and to make the best possible out of your life. So I want to leave you with that. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. That helps me out a lot. Also, make sure to subscribe, and also feel free to share this with someone you know who could be interested in Sweet But Salty and my work. Thank you so much in advance. I'll catch you next week on Thursday. Bye.